All right. Speaking of diving in the Red Sea, that's a fantastic point. It does bring up the question of extra permits.
Right. I mean, I can practically feel the warm water and see those incredible coral reefs just waiting to be explored.
Yeah.
But do I need special permission from the pharaohs of the deep to dive there?
Well, not the pharaohs, but maybe from the Egyptian Ministry of Environment.
Oh, okay.
Some dive sites are in protected marine reserves,
Mm-hmm.
and those require permits to ensure the ecosystem stays healthy.
Okay, that makes sense. It's all about balancing exploration with conservation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just diving. If you plan on venturing into remote areas,
Okay.
like the deserts of Western Egypt
Mm-hmm.
or those mystical mountains of the Sinai, you might encounter checkpoints.
Interesting.
It's like the ancient Egyptians guarding their sacred spaces.
Ah.
They want to know who's entering their domain.
Right.
So having your passport and visa handy will keep those encounters smooth.
It's like carrying your own personal Book of the Dead to navigate the underworld of Egyptian bureaucracy.
That's a great way to put it. Now, speaking of being prepared, there's one thing we haven't touched on yet that's crucial for any savvy traveler.
Oh, yeah.
Travel insurance.
Oh, yes, travel insurance. That's always on my pre-trip checklist.
Really?
But does it have any special significance in Egypt?
It does,
Yeah.
especially if you're planning to channel your inner Indiana Jones and venture off the beaten path.
Okay.
It's not just about medical emergencies or lost luggage,
Right.
which are important, of course.
Of course.
In a place like Egypt, with its unique challenges, travel insurance can also cover things like political unrest,
Oh, wait.
natural disasters, even the occasional ancient curse, just in case.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Right.
Be prepared for anything. Speaking of being prepared, are there any cultural sensitivities we should keep in mind, especially when dealing with visas or those official checkpoints you mentioned?
Ah, cultural awareness is key to a smooth and enjoyable trip. Egyptians are incredibly welcoming.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But like any culture, they have customs we should respect.
Right.
For example, dress modestly,
Okay.
especially when visiting religious sites or more conservative areas.
Got it.
It shows respect and helps avoid unwanted attention.
Noted. Modesty is the new black, at least in Egypt.
Another thing is patience.
Okay.
Egypt has a bureaucratic system,
Yeah.
so things might not always move at the pace we're used to.
Right.
Deep breaths and a smile go a long way.
Deep breaths, smile.
Yeah.
Got it. Anything else?
Remember, haggling is part of the culture,
Yeah.
especially in markets.
Right.
Don't be afraid to engage in a friendly back and forth with the vendors. It's all part of the fun, as long as you approach it with a good sense of humor.
Haggling, it's an art form. And on the topic of cultural respect, any tips on photography? Are there certain places where it's a no-no?
Always ask for permission before taking photos of people, especially women.
Okay.
It's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
And some mosques might have restrictions on photography, so it's always a good idea to check first.
Okay, so respect boundaries and always ask when in doubt.
Precisely. Now, before we get back to planning your itinerary, I want
Yeah.
to take a little detour,
Okay.
a historical one.
Interesting.
Did you know the concept of visas, as we know them today, is relatively recent?
What? So ancient Egyptians didn't need visas. They just waltzed in and out of pyramids as they please.
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
They had elaborate systems for monitoring trade routes and controlling access to certain regions.
Oh, wow.
Think passports made of papyrus scrolls, clay tablets.
Wow.
Fascinating stuff.
So the concept of proving your identity and purpose of travel has been around for ages.
Precisely. And it's evolved over time.
Yeah.
Think medieval Europe travelers needing letters of safe passage,
Right.
recommendations from powerful figures, like an ancient LinkedIn network to vouch for your credibility.
It's incredible how history repeats itself, but with different tools.
Yeah.
And then I guess as travel became more global,
Yeah.
these systems had to become more formalized.
Exactly. Passports became standardized.
Right.
Visas emerged as a way to manage immigration.
Okay.
It's really a reflection of broader historical trends, from empires to globalization.
Yeah.
Visas have been tools of exclusion, facilitators of trade,
Yeah.
even symbols of cultural exchange.
It's a much deeper and richer history than I ever imagined.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's something to ponder as you're standing in line at border control, clutching your modern-day passport and visa.
Definitely food for thought.
Okay.
History lesson absorbed.